Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, a day that you've created for us, a day that we have the freedom to come and gather, to worship you, to hear from your word, to sing songs of praise to you. So we're just so thankful that we can be here. Now we ask you that you'll speak to us. We pray that we'll open our hearts to listen and to hear your voice. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How to make the best of the day.
怎么样善用我们的每一时每一刻?
Or the most of the day. I told Pat, when I chose this title, I'm on shaky ground.
我告诉 Pat, 我的太太说, 当我选择今天,准备今天的这个,主题的时候呢,那我是站在一个不是一个很稳定的这个一个时代里。
There's many how-to books out there, but I really only think the Bible is the how-to book.
这世上有好多的这个书告诉我们，但是只有一本书呢就是这本圣经呢，告诉我们怎么样来过我们的每一天的生活。
So I'm not going to tell you how to make the most of the day.
所以呢，今天呢，我也不会告诉大家呢，怎么样建议大家呢，来安排自己的每一天的时间。
But I think Paul will, and really God will tell you how to do this through His Word.
但是我想保罗会的他借着这个上帝的话语呢，来告诉我们怎么样来过我每一天的生活。
And I hope that's who you expected to hear from when you came here today.
这也是我希望呢你们今天呢是从这位主耶稣的身上呢来听到我们怎么样来过我们每一天的生活。
You know, often we're caught up in the world of doers. We really need to think that we're really receivers.
常常呢我们在这个世上呢我们随着这个世上的潮流呢想到的是我们怎么来做事但是我们真正需要的是呢我们需要来做一个接听神的话语的一个接收者。
So as we read through Ephesians 5:15 through 20 together, I want us to think of what we're really have already received.
今天呢接下来呢我们要读以弗所书第五章从15到20节在这里呢我希望呢我们大家能够去仔细的去思考我们已经从神那里得到了什么信息呢
So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days.Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your lives. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，接下来就让我们大家一起来读以弗所书5章15到20节。一二三，请。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要做明白主的旨意为何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So today we'll look at what we have received and what we can continue to receive, more so than what we have to do.
我们今天呢，我们不用做很多呢我们就能够不断的仍然能够不断的从父神那边而来 领受神而来的恩典。
Let's see how Paul continues his encouragement to the Ephesians and to us today.
所以呢，接下来就让我们来看看保罗怎么样不断的来不断的来鼓励当时的以弗所人，而且一直到今天呢，仍然不断的来鼓励我们。
That's a good word to know, encouragement, you know.
Yes.
Let's take it verse by verse, and you'll know when we get to the part of the how-to.
我们会一句一句的来解释来说明，所以呢，我们会最后呢，我们会讲到我们怎么样能够来得到这些讯息。
So starting in verse 15, it says, "Be careful how you live." That's as to say, stay alert, live, and with your faith seriously.
从15节一开始呢，告诉我们要谨慎行事，告诉我们呢，我们要保持的警醒怎么样让在我们的生命里面呢，我们把这个我们的信仰呢，来看作一件很重要的事。
So this is not a task so much as it is an attitude that you would have.
这不是一个事情要我们去做的事情，而是一种态度告诉我们我们应当要去拥有的。
It seems as I get older, no one else would experience this, I'm more easily distracted. So I had to really consciously focus on things.
当我渐渐随着年纪渐渐长大的时候呢，我发觉我自己越来越容易被世上的事物所来偏离，而不自觉的呢，把自己的注意力呢放在这个事情的很多事情的本身。
But we might all be surprised how easily the world can distract us from focusing on God.
我们或许会觉得非常的惊讶，我们竟然是这么容易就被世上的这个事物呢，来把我们的眼光从神的身上来转移。
You probably read in the scripture where Paul says, "Pray without ceasing," but that doesn't mean you have to stop doing everything else.
我们常在保罗的书信里头常常会听到保罗讲说我们要不住的祷告，但是这并不代表我们要停止手上其他的事情。
It means that you view everything that you're doing through this filter of God with a prayerful attitude.
在这里只是告诉我们，我们仍然继续做我们手头上的事情，只是呢我们仍然存着感谢神的这个态度来做事情。
We need to guard against those temptations around us and to live the type of life that we should.
我们需要对我们周遭的这个试炼呢，我们要来设这个防线，就好像我们每天的生活都应该是这么做一样。
Now you probably notice that Paul uses an effective teaching method of making contrast between things like the old life and the new life.
我们会注意到呢，保罗用了一个非常有效的一个教导的这个方式呢，他就是不断的交错的用新旧生命的对比来凸显出他的主题。
We read back in chapter 4, verse 30, remember he has identified you as his own.
在以弗所，如果我们还记得，在以弗所第四章第30节这么讲到说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。记得我们已经是属于神的，属于基督的。
This is who you are now, not as the people of the world indulging in foolish pleasures.
这是我们现在是属于神的，我们不像不要再像过去活在世上让我们只沉浸在这个愚顽的这个欢乐里头。
The term fool in the Bible is usually someone that's unwise or someone that will not believe in God.
在圣经里头谈到这个愚顽呢，经常是讲到那些没有智慧的和那些不信神的人而言。
The word wise are those who possess the truth. Earlier in Ephesians, he called that the light.
这个字有智慧呢，是讲那些能够行出真理的人而言。早一点，有时候呢早一点呢，我们会讲是光，用光来代表真理。
So he's not saying if you live this way, you will be wise. He's really saying you already have the truth. You are wise.
这并不是讲说我们能够行出这个智慧，就表示并不是表示我们能活出这个智慧，就代表我们有智慧，而是说当我们知道了有了真理之后呢，我们就能活出有智慧的这个生活出来。
So he's making this clear distinction between the old life and the new life.
这里很清楚的讲到什么是过去的这个老我的生命和现在新的生命。
Let's go to 35. So verse 16. This verse, which is really the center kind of this message, it can be easily misunderstood.
现在让我们来看看第16节。这是整段今天这个讯息的这个主题，但是却是很容易被误解的一段。
It says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
The verse may seem to be saying that you need to make something happen.
这里好像是告诉我们，我们要去做某件事情，让某些事情来成就。
Often I think I need to operate more productively. And I get disappointed in myself if I'm not doing that.
常常的时候我觉得我要更努力的工作来完成这个任务。但是当我没有办法完成的时候呢，我对自己觉得好失望。
I don't believe Paul is saying here that's what he's saying or that's what God wants us to understand.
我个人并不认为保罗在这里是这么说，或者说是神要借着他来告诉我们这么做。
Clearly, Paul is not saying that God wants us to operate at 100% efficiency all the time.
很显然的，保罗在这里并不是说神要我们做每一件事情都是能够做到100%的成功的。
You know, at times we can even be discouraged by comparing our productivity to others, even in the church.
纵使是在教会里头，我们常常也会感觉到这个颓丧，当我们看到我们所做的没有办法和其他的弟兄姐妹来相比的时候。
And so we may not even consider opportunities that God gives us since we just can't do it as well as others.
42. 因为呢我们是没有办法来做的和别人一样好的但是这并不代表神仍然给我们这个机会来去做。
Know this, God never asks us to do anything that he doesn't give us what we need to do it.
神他若没有给我们所需要的工具，他不会要我们去做。
This is one use of the wisdom that I've already been given, but I do need to use it.
这是一种智慧，神给我的这个智慧呢，但是现在呢我要来和大家一起来分享。
You know, we may be tempted to think wrongly about success and opportunities that God has given us.
把神看我们 把神看我们，神看我们为成功的这个机会呢，我们往往呢会把神的这个，往往我们会往错的这个地方去想神怎么看这个成功的事情。
The world may lead you to think that success is strictly meeting certain numbers, a certain quantity.
这个世界告诉我们呢，成功的代表呢，就是你用数目字，你完成了多少数目，完成了多少这个量或者是这个数目字。
Talking to a local pastor who had prepared for some community activities.
最近呢，我有这个机会呢，和一个社区的这个和一个当地的一个牧者来谈到他在准备一些这个为社区一些一个重要活动的这个事情。
He shared that he was a bit disappointed at the attendance of some of those activities.
这位牧者呢提到他对出席当地这个人出席这个活动的这个人数呢的稀少呢，他感觉到非常的失望。
As we talked about it, he told me about one person where the activities could really make a life-changing effect.
我们谈到呢，有一起在这个活动这个特别的一个活动里头呢，纵使有一个人呢，这个活动是改变了这个人的生命。
And we both agree that's what God is looking at, not achieving some man-made number.
这就是我们彼此都同意呢，这就是神他要我们去看去做的而不是看人手所能够完成的这个数目有多少。
Verse 17, some translations read, make the most of the time. That's okay.
有些人这么翻译说我们怎么样能够用最短的时间来发挥最大的这个功效呢，这样的说法也是挺好的。
But the word used here in verse 16 is not so much time like the clock, but time like a season.
但是在第十六节这边所讲的这个时间呢，并不是我们所看到这个时钟上面所指的这个时间而言，而是更长的一个讲到这个一个季节的这个长时间长时段。
So it's more than just reading a book and improving your time management.
这不再是一个我们像我们读一本书怎么样来帮助我们来更有效的来运用我们的时间。
The literal meaning would be willing to pay the price to get something from the store.
从字面上来讲呢，这好像我们愿意，我们从一个店里头拿了一样东西，我们愿意来付上某一个代价。
In this, you allow God to show you what you need, and then you use what He's already given you to pay for it.
而真正的这个背后的意思是讲，我们愿意让神来告诉我们怎么去做，给我们所需要的，而我们用神的话语来完成这件事情。
So we want to take advantage of every opportunity to do good.
所以呢，我们要好好的利用每一个能够来做善功的一个机会。
And that's what Galatians 6:10 says, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone.
所以呢，在加拉太书第六章第十节这边讲到说呢，有了机会，我们都就应该向众人来行善。
Still, there may be the temptation to ignore those opportunities that God gives us.
有时候呢，我们会受到一些的世上的事物的这个试探呢，让我们来刻意的把神告诉我们的这个给我们的这个机会呢来忽视。
So God is telling us that we really need to use the wisdom He's given us in this age and to reflect on His Word.
智慧呢， 实在是在这个邪恶的这个世代中呢，我们是要借着这个神的话语能够来看见神的这个话语。
Now in this case Paul is not saying these were the most evil days. In this world there will always be evil days.
在这里呢，这个保罗呢并不是讲说在他的那个时代是最邪恶的这个时代，而是告诉我们在现实的这个时代我们是活在这个邪恶里头的。
Each generation needs to stop and look honestly at these days and what is evil in these days.
每一个世代呢，我们真正需要的是在这个时候呢，我们能够来停下来，来诚实的来看看啊，究竟在我们身旁有多么的邪恶。
Now Hebrews 10:25 says it encourages each of us to gather, especially and encourage each other as the day of His return is drawing near.
在希伯来书第十章第二十五节这边讲到说呢，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And that's what Pastor Gary has been teaching on. We're always one day closer to a final day.
这也是赵牧师最近和我们经常分享的当我们过了一天呢，我们就更接近，就一天更接近这世界末日。
So there is a sense of urgency there, but it's not one of a hurried, exhausting type of work.
我们是要有紧急的这样的观念，但是这并不代表我们要不断的来加班工作的。
In fact, if we look at the Bible, it seems to say there's a real importance on taking time to rest in the Lord.
事实上，在圣经里头讲到说，能够在主里面来安息，这是一件非常非常重要的一件事情的。
King David, while going through some difficult times, looked to God at what he wanted, and he wrote Psalm 23.
大卫王当他在经历困难的时候呢，他单单的仰望神，因此他写下了诗篇二十三章。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
How many of us need a day of rest, but we listen to the world telling us that is counterproductive?
我们每天需要能够安静下来而不是去听这个世界上告诉我们的一些这个反效果。
Now in verse 17, when he talks about our activities, don't act thoughtlessly. So you might say it's like not giving it a thought.
当我只要我们每一天呢我们不是在那边混日子的时候呢，那我们是还可以的。
We should be looking at things in his perspective, but not necessarily expecting him to reveal everything to us right away.
我们不要想上帝呢他会告诉我们事情的这个详细事情要怎么去做，马上的告诉我们，上帝不会的。
It may take some time of prayer and in the Bible to understand what the Lord wants of us.
他会花上一段的时间呢我们要静心的这个祷告呢和来阅读这个神的这个话语呢，我们才能够晓得神要我们怎么去做。
Again, it's largely an attitude. Do I want to know what God wants me to do?
这里再一次的说明我们的这个 态度如何我们才能够晓得这个神他要我们怎么去做。
Maybe I'm afraid he'll ask me to do something I'm not good at or I don't enjoy.
或许呢
Don't be afraid.
也许呢我们是因为害怕害怕上帝要我们去做一些我不会做的事情或者我不喜欢做的事情而我们不敢去做。
So of course there are those no-brainers, some things you already know, so why not start there?
有一些事情呢我们原本就很擅长的那我们可以从这个地方开始啊。
There are these general guidelines found in the Bible that God has revealed to us.
在圣经里有一些基本的这个原则呢神他已经告诉了我们。
Now I will say it's not to with God, it's not to run out there and start something on my own and then ask God to join me.
开始一件事情呢并不是说我们重新开始一样新的这个事物呢从来没做过的然后我们请神来帮助我。
We don't lead and then God ask God to follow. God leads us and we follow His will.
不是我们来带头然后要求神呢让神呢来跟着我一起做而是我们要让神来带头我们要跟着神的脚步来做。
So any meaningful ministry out there to people is God's ministry. He just invites us to join Him in it.
任何一个有意义的传教活动呢都是神的心意。那他会来邀请我们一起来和他一起来同工。
So that should take some pressure off of you, not to have to think of something innovative and new.
所以这样子呢，我们就不会觉得这么大的压力，好像我们要重新开始一件新的事物一样。
However, at the same time, it doesn't say not to think about it until God drops it in your lap.
但是这也不是说我们不可以去想去计划一些新的事物好像我们就非得等到神把这些事情告诉我怎么做一样。
Remember what we went through in Ephesians 2:10. God has prepared good works in advance to us to do.
就像在以弗所书第二章第十节这边讲到说呢事实上神早已准备了各样的善功等着我们来和他一起来同工。
But shouldn't that cause me to wonder what God has for me to do today?
这难道不会让我想要知道每天神为我准备了什么样的事情等着我去做吗？
Now God leads us in the present and the future, but not back to regrets or opportunities that we missed.
神带领我们每天去做现在和将要发生的这个事情但是呢他不希望我们对我们已经失去了这个机会呢我们仍然来后悔。
Okay, let's look at verse 18 and it may seem from this that the focus is on the evil of drunkenness and there are places in the Bible that talks about that
在第十八节呢我们看到好像保罗是在着重于这些黑暗的这个层面而且圣经里头也的确提到这些黑暗的这个层面的。
But this verse is more about what to do, not what not to do.
但是这一段呢保罗的心意呢是着重在去做什么而不是哪些不要去做的。
Again, you have to understand what Paul's using these do's and don'ts as a contrast.
我们必须要了解到保罗常常用到做和不做 这样强烈的对比呢，来衬托他的主题的。
So the real question in this verse is, how are we going to cope with the evil days?
重要的是呢，在现今这个邪恶的时代里面呢，我们要怎么样来应对呢？
So what are people looking for when they turn to alcohol?
当我们看到一些人沉迷于酒的时候，他们是为什么会沉迷于醉酒呢？
Sometimes it's boldness or confidence to face a difficult situation.
有时候呢，醉酒是麻醉，是一种麻醉，让我们能够有勇气和这个自信呢来面对前面困难的这个时候。
They may be seeking to escape from certain problems, current problems, or past mistakes.
但是有时候呢，这些醉酒呢，只不过是让我们用来逃避一些困难的这个事情。
Now in Paul's days, the non-Christians drank wine to get drunk, and this led to their lives being really ruined.
在保罗那时候的，在保罗的时代呢，很多不信主的人呢，他们借着醉酒呢来麻醉他们自己，反而摧毁了他们自己的生命。
But it's really a word used here that is to say having no hope of safety, throwing life away, or reckless living.
在这里呢，这个醉酒这个字呢，是用来表示我们对前面没有安全感，或者说是呢，我们把这个生命置之不顾，甚至说呢我们失去了这个，我们不顾这个正常的这个生活。
It's the same word that Jesus used when he talked about the prodigal son, a reckless, unproductive, wasteful life.
在圣经里头，这个浪子的故事里头呢。主耶稣也讲到浪子的这个他恣意妄为，他不是生产甚至说他讲到他浪费生命。
But remember, when he returned home, he lived a productive life. That's the contrast that Paul's using here.
但是我们不要忘了，当看到这个浪子回头的时候呢，他过的一种丰盛的这个生活这是和保罗在所用的是一个强烈的对比的。
So the contrast here is when you're drunk, you intentionally put yourself under the influence of alcohol.
这里的对比是，当我们看到一个醉酒的人呢，刻意醉酒的人呢，是把他自己让这个酒呢来控制他的生命。
So in contrast, God wants us to intentionally put ourselves under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
相反的呢，神在这里希望我们看到，我们是刻意的把我们自己放在这个让圣灵来掌管。
Word of caution, we shouldn't confuse being filled with our first experience with the Holy Spirit.
在这里，我们不要和我们第一次和圣灵的这个被圣灵感动而来有混淆。
When we become a Christian, we're indwelled and we're baptized into the Holy Spirit.
当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，我们是和圣灵在一起，而且我们是受圣灵的洗礼。
At that time, he came to live in us and he will never leave us.
就在那个时候呢，圣灵他内住在我们里面，而且他永远不会离开我们。
But you see, wine can control the mind and ruin one's judgment and your sense of propriety.
但是酒呢，它控制了我们的这个思想，它破坏了我们的这个判断的能力，甚至呢，让我们失去了这个对事情当有的分寸。
In contrast, filled with the Spirit leads to self-control, along with the other fruit of the Spirit.
被在这里讲被 被这个被这个酒精被这个酒精来控制呢，是导致让我们产生了自我们自我啊、的这个膨大，但是呢，这是和这是完全相反，和这个被圣灵充满所结的这个果子了。
It's a bit like you read God wants you to have fruit, and so you start grunting to make that fruit grow.
这就好像神告诉我们 ，say you should have fruit. 我们can you explain it?
Well, it's like us thinking that we have to make the fruit grow.
这就好像有点像神告诉我们我们去怎么样来结这些果子了。
Whereas John 15:4 says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me.
约翰在约翰福音十五章第十四节在这边讲到在主里面在主里面呢主也会在我们里面，因为呢一个枝子没有办法当枝子离开了这个主干之后呢，是没有办法来存活的，也没有办法来结出果子，除非是在这个枝子里面，是在枝干里面。
One of my favorite verses, Psalm 37:4 says, "When I delight in God, it's natural for me to have the desires of my heart."
在圣经37章，在诗篇37章第四节说到呢，当我在神当神喜当我在神里喜悦神的时候呢，很自然的神也就充满了我了。
When delighting in the Lord, our desires merge with His, and this is done by the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面呢，被神喜悦呢，那我的心意也就和神的心意连接在一起了。
So sometimes it's not what we do in our lives, but what we allow God to do, to have His way.
时常呢，这并不是我自己愿意在我的生命里面来怎么去做，而是我愿意让神来掌管我，让他的旨意在我身上来成就。
How do we make the most of the day? Wait for it. Being filled by the Holy Spirit.
怎么样能够让我们的每一天生活能够被充实的来利用呢？就是让圣灵来充满。
And this is not some dramatic, energized, spiritual zapping.
这并不像被圣灵充满呢，并不是那么戏剧性的大起或大落。
And on the other hand, it isn't acting in the flesh and then asking God's approval.
相反的呢，他也不是靠着我们的这个肉体呢来行事而要求神 OK 的。
You can think of it as like letting the Holy Spirit fill you from inside, like water springing up.
你可以把它想象成我们让圣灵呢充满我们，就好像是泉源从我们内心里面涌出来一样。
Sure, there's no technique to learn, but an openness to let nothing hinder him from filling you.
这里并没有技巧要可以来学习这么做了，而是我们要打开我们自己不要让圣灵呢有任何的阻碍，而让圣灵呢能够来充满我们。
So now the verb here is present continuous to go on being filled every day, every moment of the day.
这里讲到是不断的被圣灵来充满而且呢 每一时每一时每是每一天的每一时每一刻的。
There's a true story of a Christian man walking across a field and looking in the distance at a house.
就好像这里有一个真实的一个一个基督徒的这个这个故事，讲到说呢，他走进了一个田里，而且观看了这个田里的一个好房子。
What looked like a man that was pumping water furiously from a pump.
远远的看下去呢，好像有一个人在那里不断的在用手来打水一样。
As the man pumped water, he just pumped it furiously, and he just didn't seem to slow up or get tired at all.
当他看着看着，这个人呢，不断的在用稳定的这个速度呢来打水，而且看起来好像也不疲倦。
But as he walked closer, he could see it was really a wooden figure painted to look like a man.
当他在好奇的走近往前一看呢，看到的是一个木头雕刻的一个人像人像一样在那边打水。
The arm and the hand were wired to the pump.
这个木刻人的这个手呢他被造成好像是在不断的在打水一样。
A large stream of water was pouring out, but not because the figure was pumping it.
水不断的从当中涌出来，但是呢，这并不是因为这个木质的人在打水。
It was an artesian well flowing up out of the ground, and the water was pumping the man.
这是一个人造的一个井不断的有水来涌出来的。
He immediately connected this with a Christian who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
马上他就想到就好像一个基督徒呢被圣灵充满一样。
So it's the Holy Spirit that's enabling and empowering a person to live a holy life pleasing to God.
是圣灵呢使得我们能够有力量来活出这个圣洁的生命呢来讨神的喜悦。
I think it's a good start every day to admit to God that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我每一天呢如果能从把我们自己降服在这个神的底下呢让圣灵来充满我们呢是一个很好的一个开始。
125. He enables us to live a controlled, productive, positive life, a stimulating life, a joyful life.
是神呢让我们能够活出一个多产一个有正能量而且有激发性而且是喜乐的一个生活的。
So what we see is the Holy Spirit produces a joy which expresses itself psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
圣灵呢在我们里面呢产生了喜乐让我们能够用诗歌颂词来赞美神。
Verse 19 talks about among yourselves which shows we're connected. Some of us even have t-shirts that say that.
就在第十九节这边呢讲到的就好像我们教会里面的这个一些弟兄姐妹穿的一个 t-shirt 讲到说 we are connected 是有异曲同工之妙的。
We share our thoughts and feelings while trying to encourage each other.
当我们能用我们的这个想法和我们的感觉彼此呢来交流彼此来鼓励对方。
Now while we sing with our lips, the heart needs to join into that melody. And I heard that this morning.
当我们用我们的嘴唇来唱歌的时候呢 我们的心灵是一起的和这个音乐阿们的这样子，就好像我们唱是唱给神用我们的喜乐来唱给神听的。
So even if you don't sing well, you need to engage your heart. That's what God looks at.
纵使我们唱的不是五音不全，我们仍然可以让我们的心灵和这个一起呢来唱这个诗歌，因为这是神所看重的。
I personally think many churches, not this one, but really are only singing with their lips.
我个人认为呢，有好些的这个教会呢，他们唱歌呢，只不过是用他们的嘴唇唱歌而已。
So that comment's not to make anybody feel bad. We just need to remind ourselves to watch out for that.
这并不是让我们来觉得有不好的感觉，而是要让我们提醒我们注意，我们不要有这样子的行为。
If we find that happening, we should just direct our focus to God's goodness with the help of some good song leaders.
我们如果我们发现我们当中有这样的事情呢，那我们就应该试着让我们能够把我们的眼光注视到这个回到神里头一样。
Most of the songs that we sing are singing directly to God.
大部分的这个诗歌呢或是直接唱给神听的。
136, but some are for mutual encouragement, like Psalm 95, 1 and 2. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
像诗篇95篇1到2节这边呢来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。大部分的这个诗歌我们是来赞美神。
Come, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us come in His presence.
刚提到，我们要来向拯救我们的磐石欢呼，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
With thanksgiving, let us make a joyful noise. And remember the word "us" in there. Us.
用感谢来来感谢他，用诗歌来向他欢呼。
You know, really, Christianity is a singing faith. History tells of singing Christian martyrs that sang while they died.
基督教本身呢，是一个把信仰用歌唱的方式唱出来的这个一段的这个史诗就好像基督教的一些圣徒们呢他们是唱着这个歌来面对死亡的。
141:20, we give thanks for everything, not merely when there are new mercies are received, but all the time.
我们对每一件事情呢，我们都要存着感恩的这个心不仅仅是因为我们不断的接受到了这个新的这个恩典而已。
And the thanks is for His goodness and loving kindness to all of us, to all men.
我们为了他对所有人类的这个美善呢和这个仁慈呢来献上感谢。
So some of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit include fellowship, worship, and gratitude.
我们平常常看得到呢这个被圣灵充满的这个证据呢，包括了是在我们团契的时候，我们在敬拜的时候，还有我们存感恩的时候。
Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
在罗马书15章13节，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
So in conclusion, it always comes back to that. Our hope is in God's good news, the gospel.
在这里我做一个结论呢，我们总是要回到一个结论，就是我们的希望呢是在神的这个好消息，神的这个话语里面。
Now God loved us so much, He sent His Son to die on the cross to pay for our sins.
神爱世人呢，甚至将他的独生子赐给了我们，为了背负我们的罪呢走上了十字架的道路。
And when we believe in Him, He gives us eternal life, and the Holy Spirit brings us peace.
当我们相信他，愿意把我们自己交托给他的时候呢，他就赐我们永生，而且圣灵会把平安赐给我们。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, thank you for that truth, this last truth that is shared among us, that you have come to die for our sins, and you did free us, and you do give us eternal life, and you do provide the peace for us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for that, and thank you for leading us, and thank you for giving us to each other. Thank you for all your blessings, your goodness, your loving kindness. We will always be grateful, and we will always sing your praises and give you thanks. In Jesus' name.